More than 200 law enforcement officers from throughout New England are expected in Springfield, Massachusetts tomorrow to discuss strategies for combating gangs, drug dealing, and human trafficking. Gangs use social media and smartphone apps to try to stay one step ahead of the police. So how law enforcement can make use of the same communication technology to keep tabs on gang activity is just one of several presentations planned at the conference. About 250 people have registered to attend the day-long event, which is not open to the public. Participants include local police officers, prosecutors, parole, probation, and corrections officials. The Gang Intelligence and Investigating Conference is organized by Nicholas Cotto, an instructor at the New England Police Academy, who's been a consultant to local police departments on gangs and youth violence for several years. A frequent lecturer on how street gangs recruit and operate, Cotto told an earlier conference by the Mayor's Violence Prevention Task Force in Springfield that it is very difficult to keep children growing up in poverty out of gang life.
It's a hard task. It's not an easy task because the biggest key is give kids resources to better themselves and let them know that they belong to something. Because if the family don't teach them, or the school don't teach them, or the social worker or the staff that work with the family don't teach that they belong to something, the streets are going to take over. That's when you lose them.
He also warned that human trafficking of young girls into the sex trade is on the rise in Springfield.
And the local gang, not the national gang, the local gang are recruiting young girls. And when I said earlier that they promised them heaven, but they're going to fall into hell. They're going to become victims at the end of the day.
Law enforcement is not alone in combating human trafficking in Greater Springfield. A Catholic women's religious order has been focused on the issue locally for almost a decade. Sister Denise Granger said the Sisters of St. Joseph's Justice and Peace Committee first began to try to raise public awareness about human trafficking in 2005.
The thing that really kicked it off was when Springfield was going to open a casino and open a brand new bus station. Bus stations are notorious hubs for runaways and spotters who would be interested in trafficking those runaways.
Granger said Catholic religious orders have a long history around the world of working to assist victims of human trafficking.
It began with women who are Catholic sisters in poor countries and in Africa and in the Near East who said to their superiors, this is going on, we got to do something about it. So it kind of just went up the chain and we've been working on it for a long time.
She said a majority of victims do not end up in the sex trade, but are forced into labor in areas including agriculture, manufacturing, domestic servitude, and door-to-door sales.
There's a really long list of areas where this can happen.
Granger and the other members of the committee, Sister Roberta Mulcahy, Springfield attorney Margot Eckerd, and retired Springfield Police Captain Lee Bennett, were recognized for their work at this month's International Women's Day ceremony, hosted by the Springfield Women's Commission. Commission Chairwoman and Springfield City Councilor Kateri Walsh praised their work to defend human rights.
I think they have a very difficult task, human trafficking. But they are trying to address it, make people aware of it. And I noticed when I was at the National Conference of Women Legislators what a topic this is becoming across the country. And, you know, you don't always think it's where you live. But it is an issue that is everywhere.
The Justice and Peace Committee is planning its own conference in September on the topic of human trafficking. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.